Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everyone. He, him.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
Is Hamlin Four Fingers out here, Michael?
You don't see him currently. The captain of the guard, Captain Clint, is running up and they go, "Did anybody see anything?
Did any of us hear anything in the night?"
No.
I'm just kind of hoping they don't take the broken glass outside Screech's window as like evidence of the crime.
I know we don't want to get all jurisdictiony over here. I was joking.
Nah, I wanted to offer my services.
A very imposing, like, half-orc woman in the robes of Rhea is now on the scene. Mistress Alondra Thorne. Riding on her shoulder is a possum with sort of red beady eyes. Child, is there not pain throughout this world?
I feel like there's a difference between having a hurt tummy.
That pimple on your chin.
I don't have a pimple.
Sir Rex Yowlos.
And we love him.
Yeah, he is very well liked in town. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Who are you?
It's me. Captain Clint. My accent may be sort of floating around a bit. It'll land somewhere.
I want to get to the bottom of who killed this young boy. Oh. This fur was found at the scene, as well as a drip of wax.
I come in the tavern covered in, like, bear and squirrel fur.
Oh, speak of the devil. I do mean devil. There's your man, Clint.
Ratma was in my room last night. Ratma can attest to the...
No, I wasn't.
Don't you remember, Ratma? You told me you loved me.
Nah, I don't remember nothing.
I guess then you don't remember me telling you that I loved you.
But now that I know that you have feelings for me, I can point out that you have several pieces of glass embedded in your ass. Proving that you did indeed sleep on that bed last night.
You've served your purpose. Thank you very much. Yes, I think I will stay at the keep.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. Ugnos is the banned god of violence, murder, bloodshed, and pain.
Oh, shit.
Violence, murder...
bloodshed and pain.
And perfume.
Oh, damn. Those are all bad things.
So, Ratma, they just said that there was a symbol of Ugnos scratched around Elwyn.
What? I thought I told you not to listen to them.
I thought you were
thought I made that very clear.
I thought you were implying that we should. I didn't think it was right to do either, but... I thought you wanted us to.
No.
And what was that crap about saying you don't know nothing?
Huh? About what?
Oh, okay. No, I know this is why I like you. Screech, give her a dollar. Sorry, Mr. Echo.
I'm not used to being ordered around, but hey, it's a fucking dollar. Here you go.
I don't want your money, pal. I'll take it, but I don't want it.
I want her to tell me more about the conversation, so I'm asking her to tell me more, I pull out a necklace that I'm like placing around her neck, like a very nice. It's nice, okay, it's nice.
When Ratma Ritmo got the dollar, like normally, you know, she's a real brassy broad. She put it in her cleavage.
Uh huh.
No. She puts it in her butt cleavage instead. She keeps it there.
Okay. Yeah, coins work different than paper money. That's so true.
Yeah, she keeps it down there.
Gotta keep it safe and warm.
Exactly.
Rourke, go cut this onion for the next hour.
T'Chuck, roll perception.
I have that now.
Oopsies.
I got a one.
What?
I'm staring at the butt cleavage. Like, ugh.
You hold the onion out, expecting Rourke to take it.
You don't pay me in that gold, do you?
You're still holding the onion.
Rourke, take the onion. Where did you go? Why am I holding these onions?
Rourke is gone.
Where'd that rascal go? Ratmo, did you see Rourke go anywhere? Please tell me.
I think she went out the back.
Okay.
She mentioned something about Hanlon and then went out the back.
Hanlon?
Yeah, Four Fingers, you know him, right? The butcher.
Yeah. I maybe pointed out that he wasn't around too much. And plus, she's gotten quite weird and maybe wants to hang out with him as he dissects animals or whatever. She's really weird, but I love her.
Did we already talk to Hamlin about the murder?
No.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Hamlin then. I don't want her to be alone with him.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. I don't get the best vibes off of him.
He probably worships Ugnos.
What time of day is it, Michael? Is it still noonish?
I believe it is midish day.
Okay.
Not night.
Well, I didn't say anything about it being night. I just wanted to know what time it was so I know when to expect night.
I know what you're angling for. So you head to the Hunter's Guild? Where are you going?
We have lunch appointments, though, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to meet Winona Flint Rider. Did I get it right?
Grenona,
shit.
And I believe it's like Flint Beard?
All right.
So you got it right, though.
Well, I'm going to go to Hamlin's if you would like to come with. Just in case anything untoward happens, I would appreciate it. Also, I can bring you to Grenona later as well.
Good day, sirs. It is I, Meat.
What's up, Meat?
I come to you with a missive from Grenona Flintbeard. It is for one Screech Echo.
That's me. I swoop my coat around fashionably.
Ah, yes. Here you go, sir. And he hands you a note that is tied with a black ribbon.
Ooh, is that significant?
I don't know.
Does that mean something?
Why don't you...
Should I read it?
What does this mean?
Okay, I open it.
It says, Dear Mr. Echo, I have canceled our lunch plans as I have given the workers the rest of the day off due to the untimely murder.
Okay.
Something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Yours sincerely, Grenona. P.S. See you tomorrow.
Wouldn't that free Grenona up for lunch even more?
Well, who's going to make the lunch?
I carry lunch with me everywhere I go. Fancy lunch.
Okay, well, she doesn't know that.
That's true. Letting the workers go home when production is down, it's not good for numbers, but I guess we'll have to reschedule lunch.
Okay.
Oh, I Grenona canceled lunch. I just realized you didn't read the letter.
Okay.
And side note, I actually briefly talked to Rex Yalos earlier, too, and I'm assuming he's kind of busy right now also.
Yes, he's very busy right now.
Okay, cool. I turn to Chuck. I hope you wouldn't mind if I also tagged along.
No, yeah, I included both of you for sure.
Oh, perfect then.
All right, let's go.
Is Screech going to go along with the group, or is he going to do something?
Yeah. My previous engagement's been cleared up. So, yeah. The internet doesn't exist in this world, so it's not like I can check email or anything.
What else you got to do?
Yeah.
All right. So you head over to the Hunter's Guild?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I point out different houses and shops and things like that on my way. This is the Goblin Pit.
We're just there.
This is the lake. Good fishing in the lake if you don't mind the cold from time to time. Do you like fishing, Celine?
Oh, I've never done that. No, I've eaten fish. But you know what though? Actually, one time on a holiday as a child, I did do fishing, yes. Yeah.
Well, great fishing out here. I can charter you a great trip on a boat.
Oh, would you put the worms in the hook and like take it off and stuff? Is that like part of?
Oh, I wouldn't want to deny you the whole experience.
Oh well, you know I'll check my calendar and see when I'm available.
What the fuck is a calendar?
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You get to the Hunter's Guild.
Yeah.
Just knocking just in case anyone was crying. I usually just walk in because, but you know, with the help with going. Hello?
Oh, hey, Chuck. How's it going?
Who are you again?
You recognize this as Quinn.
Quinn, buddy. How are you doing today?
Oh, man.
Come in here for the real thing. Big hug.
I can't believe it.
I know. So I know. Young. Let it out.
He's so young.
He was so young.
Is Chuck crying again?
Yes.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but...
Why would Ray allow something like this to happen?
Screech says, "I'm sorry for your loss," and hands him a dollar.
How many dollars does Screech have?
A lot.
A lot of dollars.
I'm being such a good boy for not freaking out that he keeps saying dollar and not like gold coin or whatever. Did I say that last episode? I don't know.
I've been waiting. I've honestly been waiting for some sort of reaction.
Is this a banknote? We don't have a bank in town.
Oh, I'll set one up and very quickly.
There's no chance that Rourke came by, did she?
I haven't seen her, but I've been kind of preoccupied.
Okay. Is Hamlin here?
Actually, no. He should be. He should be working right now.
Maybe he's off doing some hunting. Did he leave a note? Did he?
No, he didn't. He's just not here.
Should I check his quarters to make sure he's okay? What with the murder and all? Come on.
I don't.
Persuasion.
He doesn't really like it when ...
Sixteen. Come on, Quinn. What if he's hurt?
That's a good point. He's only got 4 fingers left on both hands.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, you keep watch. I'm gonna go back there. And then I kind of, like, motion to Screech and Celine, like, come on.
Okay.
And I want to go to his room and investigate.
Yeah.
All right. You head back to his quarters. You open his room and make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, damn. All of us?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Aw, damn. Did he have a lot of toots?
What's he doing?
18, Michael DeMauro.
Holy shit, 14.
13?
All right. None of you throw up, even though it smells so bad in here.
Ew, oh, no. Stinky. P.U.
Are there any clues that I can pick up with a pen? Michael, like a CSI does?
Well, why does it stink?
Yeah, why does it stink?
Oh, yeah.
There's a, it looks like he likes to start taxonomy projects but never finish them.
Oh, bro.
Grody.
So some of them are just kind of rotting there.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. It's not cold enough to do this here.
And then there's like a half-eaten dinner just like sitting on his nightstand. And it's generally disheveled. There's clothes on the floor.
A good way, like, in your personal life to make sure that you finish all your projects is to just imagine that they're made of meat. So if you leave them there, they're going to stink.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I need to apply this principle to my life right now.
I love the meat plant.
I can't come out tonight. My room's got too much meat stink.
Well, this is certainly disgusting. Is this normal?
Of course it's not normal.
Do you want to roll some investigation?
I don't know, not really.
I mean, yeah, we have to. I'm just bad. I have...
Yes. Keep your hands in your pockets. It keeps the urge away to touch things.
19 for investigation.
Whoa.
Guess what? Do you know what my modifier is for investigation? +0.
Damn.
I just got lucky.
I also got a 19, but I had to work to get there.
I'm not gonna roll.
You're sort of messing around. You find some stuff. There is a drawer that I'm going to say Celine opens.
Okay.
And inside is what you have to assume is some sort of sketch pad.
Okay.
But these are not well done drawings. It's essentially every movie when they're like, this child is disturbed. We're gonna represent it by showing you their artwork.
Is there a copy of Doom anywhere in this room?
What is the general vibe of it, though, I guess?
Yeah, it's like a lot of animals without heads and things like that. There is a symbol that you see drawn sort of repeatedly. It looks kind of like an eye,
oh,
an open eye. But then right above it, pointing down, is a dagger.
Through it or pointing at it?
Pointing, like it's about to go through it.
Ew, gross, I don't like that.
No.
And Screech, you notice some scrape marks at the around the feet of the small bed.
Oh.
Like it's been moved.
Oh, okay.
Fairly regularly.
I would like to just see, but I wouldn't want to move the bed yet, but I would want to just peek underneath and see what I could see.
It looks like there's something scratched into the floor, and you also see some what appear to be little puddles of dried wax.
What? What color wax?
It's too dark to tell.
I have dark vision.
I do too.
Hey, can we pull the bed?
Yeah, you can pull the bed.
Yeah, Chuck, help me with this. You have dark vision?
Chuck.
Sorry, I was arguing about dark vision.
Maybe I can get it.
Sorry, you sounded so familiar for a second. I got.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, help me with this, please. I'm rich and not a detective.
All right, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Don't knock anything over.
So you move the bed, and underneath the bed, well, there is a... I probably should have led with this. There is a decomposing small animal. And it is, or it looks like it's been done on top of a larger version of that same symbol, that same eye dagger that has been scratched into the floorboards. And at several points around it, there are puddles of crimson wax.
Oh, fuck, Hamlin.
Do it.
God damn it. Can I do another religion check to see if I recognize?
You betcha.
Oh, baby. That's new shoes. dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Ooh.
This is the insignia of Ognos.
This is the insignia of Ognos. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
What do we do? What do we do?
I hadn't seen the insignia, right?
No. You guys, you could see it if you went up to the second floor and look out the window, but none of you did.
What's Ognos?
The god of that he mentioned of murder, death, and all that stuff.
That's right. I was there.
Okay, this is not great. We need to, one of us needs, we all need to go tell Captain Clint and Rex Yalos.
I never imagined that people still did this out here. I mean, is this common here?
And so in his sketchbook has the symbol as well, right?
Yeah.
Grab the sketchbook, we'll take it out here. No, it's not common at all. This is a very law-abiding town, okay?
Should we perhaps talk to Quinn a bit more? Maybe keep... just see if he knows anything?
I think we have to go as fast as we can.
Okay.
Chuck, I don't know that there's time to go to the authorities. I think we might have to take matters into our own hands.
Okay, but... sure, but he's not here, so we have to do something.
But they didn't tell us where he went?
No, we don't know where he is.
Oh. We should go to the authorities. But keep an eye out. Keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, don't say eyes peeled.
Oh, hey, guys.
Blah. Hey, Quinn, what's up?
Hey, Gary just came by and he said he did see Rourke, but it's cool. She was with Hanlon.
Okay. Did Gary say which way they were going?
He said they were heading off in the general direction of the mine and the tower.
The tower?
Yeah, the White Spire.
We're not supposed to go near the tower.
Right. It's over by the mine. They're both in that direction.
That's fair. Can you run to it and get Captain Clint and tell him to look at Hanlon's room, okay?
Oh, did you guys find some stuff? It's kind of stinky in there.
Yeah, it's stinky. Just do it. No more questions,
bud. He has not done his chore. Like, we do the chore wheel?
I'm grabbing his shoulders and pushing Quinn outside.
We do the chore wheel?
Yeah, I know. Go.
Michael, while that conversation was happening, I got a nat 20 stealth roll, and I'm gone.
All right, gang. God damn it.
He's always doing this. Well... I mean, we have to go towards the tower, right?
Screech. Screech.
Probably already went there. He's probably already
there. Yeah, he's probably sprinting trying to protect his goddamn mine.
Chuck, just for like the next couple hours, Screech.
Screech.
My boy, where are you?
Screech. They got him too.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go. I'm running.
Selena's too, she does not like it though.
Are there trees along the path that they're on which they're running, Michael?
There are trees everywhere.
Okay.
This is essentially a wooded mountain.
They might, you know, they might not, if they, out of the corner of their eye, occasionally they might see what looks like a large animal in the trees, but just can't quite make it out.
Wow.
Or maybe they can make it out. Should I roll?
This is, no, you got a nat 20. I don't mind.
That's true.
I somehow feel like the fear that lurks in the heart of men is in the trees. I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting.
Feels like it.
Just feels like it. But, Rourke!
He just yelled, Screech! Rourke!
Screech, Rourke! And you might notice my voice is quite loud. Louder than you'd expect. Huh. Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
So you're on the little pathway that's headed out towards the tower and the mine, and it looks like there's some kids up ahead, but they're kind of walking weird forward to you. Looks like there's four of them.
Hey, little guys. Well, did you see Rourke or Hanlon running this way?
Roll perception as you get closer to them.
Ooh, that's high. 23.
Anyone else?
It's 25.
I did bad. I only got an 11.
You realize that these are not any children of the town that you recognize, and they actually all look like little shrunken Elwins with like blood running down their face.
Shut the fuck up. Holy fucking shit. By Rhea's beard.
They make a shrill noise and start running towards you.
I didn't bring my mace or anything.
Probably not.
With their eyes blazing.
I should have. I meant to. I was going to. Oh no, this isn't good.
Do we roll initiative now?
Roll initiative, please.
Yay!
God damn it.
You didn't bring your shiv in!
Well, I mean, I probably have like a knife on me or something.
Oh my god.
21, Michael.
Oh, that's a good roll.
I got +8 to initiative.
Oh, rolled so bad.
7.
Actually a little better than you. God, I have an 8.
And it's illegal for me to do cleric things, so...
It's only illegal if someone sees you.
Well, Celine's a goddamn adept. She's going to
send me. Oh, yeah, that would be real bad. She's a fucking narc.
Yeah, I love the idea of Celine having is like dying, and I have to cast Cure Wounds on her.
And then I'm like, you're going to jail! You're a heretic!
But none of them are as fast as our boy Screech.
That's right.
Let's go, Screech. Let's go, baby.
There's no way around. Like, you attack if you're, like, if you're in stealth. Like, you're always revealed, no matter the circumstances, correct?
Depends. Okay. I know I said yes, but it's I don't know if that's explained.
Yeah, I mean, generally that's gonna happen.
I'm curious of, like, you know, a situation where it's like you're loosing arrows from a tree and it's like, oh, where are these coming from, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
is that like an impossible scenario in D&D?
I think you could probably fire an arrow, and then maybe if you've got, don't you have like a thing where you can,
okay, so I that's the thing, I would need like some sort of ability or something.
I thought you had a bonus action.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm good. I don't think that Screech is at a point where he should be able to do that yet. Anyway.
Well, you're level one.
Do level one rogues not have the ability to hide as a bonus action?
Someone says not until level two.
Not until level two. Thank you, Alien Clam.
Cool. Thank you. Okay. So in that case, I'm not going to. Can I drop down next to one of these things?
Sure.
And they do look threatening, right? Like, I'm not like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just want to, everybody thinks that Batman doesn't kill.
I do.
You're Batman?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's a period there, Michael.
It has nothing to do with this, Michael.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I apologize to you, the listeners, everyone else.
Okay, so let's attack with a short sword. 23.
That's so hits.
Okay, so 6 damage with my short sword.
Do you get, I think you probably get a...
It's a, yeah, sneak attack, too.
Yeah, you guys...
Another 1d6. All right, I'm just going to roll real ones.
I'm so glad we have a rogue.
That was a 5, and the 6 damage from the earlier thing. So 11, and I'm going to roll the hit with my dagger. 30, so 18 to hit with the dagger.
That hits.
Okay. I don't have a 1d4 out.
Just to do it randomly in your head. Whatever number between 1 and 4 I think of first.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That works out.
Weird. All right, here's one. It was actually a 1. So 4 total.
Well, you kill it.
Nice.
Cool.
You drop down and do murder upon it. Would you like to describe that?
Pretty much what it sounds like. From the trees, a squirrel emerges, a very large squirrel. Hey, this being the first time that anyone's seen it in the daylight, it's yeah. I mean, if you look too long, you probably tell what's going on. you'd probably be able to tell that this is Screech. I'm constantly trying to keep my back turned.
No, never. I will never put two and two together.
Trying to keep my back turned so the bushy tail is just like hiding most of it, and then I would like scamper back into the woods, even if I take an opportunity attack.
No, you're good.
Okay. I'm not hidden. Like standing behind a tree with the tail and everything.
You can fully see it.
It's the squirrel guy. I met him. He's an ally, I think.
One of the Elwins.
So are they like zombies? Or are they just like homunculus? Are they wet?
They're wet. They're damp.
Oh.
They look like small, shriveled, shrunken Elwins with blood running down their faces. They're clearly not normal. They're shambling a bit, but
they're not quite zombie, but
they're not full on zombies, but they don't seem to be, you know, quite as nimble as you would expect Elwin to be. Anyway, one of them goes at each of you.
No.
Yeah. And you guys rolled like dog shit, so.
Hey, you rolled really bad.
No, hey.
Shut up.
No offense. All right, so the first one is going after Squirrel Boy.
Who's that?
It comes charging into the woods. And it tries to bite you. Ooh, baby.
Can't be more fearsome than the bite of justice.
Does an 8 hit?
It does not.
Ah, darn.
So is it bashing? It's trying to bite?
It's trying to bite. It's trying to grab him and bite him.
Ew.
Chuck.
What's up?
One comes at you and tries to bite you.
Okay, don't hit me. I don't have my armor on. Ah!
He's gonna bite you.
Jesus fuck.
That was a better roll. Does 18 hit your AC?
Yes, it does.
You're gonna take 5 piercing damage.
5?
As it sinks its teeth into you.
Oh!
And it gets its goo on
you. Ew, I'm gonna die! It burns!
Roll constitution.
Okay, that was way worse than last time. I got a 1.
Oh, you're double poisoned.
Poisoned! Michael, is that a thing?
No.
Am I poisoned, though?
No.
Okay. Ow! Ah!
All right, and then one tries to bite Celine.
Don't bite me!
17?
Frick! All right, I cast shield. And my understanding of shield, it doesn't happen, right? Is that what? Cause
it, no, it's plus 5.
Well, it says an invisible barrier of magical force appears and protects you. Oh, I see. So just, wait, so what did you say it was?
17.
So shield wouldn't even
It wouldn't even do anything.
Never mind. Oh, wow. That was too high, huh?
Yeah.
Your AC sucks. What are you, level 1?
My AC is not good. I'm very squishy.
What are you, level 1?
Yeah, level 1. I don't have any armor.
We have the same AC right now.
It bites you.
Ouch.
You take 5 piercing damage.
Jesus Christ.
Celine is like constantly about to die. This is the second time I almost died.
I'm working with amateurs.
I am an amateur. So what does it do to me?
It grasps you with both hands and then chomps down onto your shoulder.
Yeah. And I'm slapping at it, trying to get it off of me.
And if it's small, it must have jumped up. I hate that.
Oh, I don't like it at all. And Selena's just like, her cape and her dress is flinging around everywhere.
Same. I'm doing the exact same thing.
I'm slapping it.
Well, Selena's turn.
Well, fucking good. Well, I'm gonna fucking...
Sorry for the language, everyone.
What? Hey. I don't apologize. I got bitten by a terrible creature. Okay, well then I'm gonna cast Shocking Grasp on this creature.
Take that.
Oh, shit.
And now, is he wearing any armor? Any metal armor?
No, he just appears to be wearing what Elwyn was wearing when he died.
This is a little guy. Okay. Oh my god, I rolled so bad! 7.
Unfortunately, 7 is not high enough. If you're...
Well, okay, whatever. It's fine. Because now I'm going to try to do my telekinetic shove.
Okay.
And it needs to do... it's a strength saving throw. 13.
11.
Yay, it gets shoved. 5 feet away from me.
Nice.
That freaking sucks.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself,
I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Chuck!
What's up? Okay, so don't think I want to go to jail. So I will. So I assume the squirrel person is farther away from us.
20 feet maybe.
20 feet maybe. Okay, then I will. I don't think I can do any damage legally.
You can definitely have like a dagger or something.
Yeah, okay, I'll just try to dagger stab it. Get out my old hunting knife that I keep on me.
Kind of encroaching on my territory here with the daggers.
Sorry, that would be a 9?
The 9's not gonna hit. I'm so sorry.
Okay, how about this? I look at my two friends and say, okay, nice. Okay, all right. And I'm using my Fortune of the Mini feature, and that not it goes from a 9 to an 11.
What is what? How does that work?
It's a feature that basically when I see my buds, I act better.
Mm-hmm.
So
I gotta protect these fools.
If you miss with an attack roll or fail an ability check or saving throw, you can draw on your bonds of reciprocity. You get a bonus to the roll equal to the number of allies you can see within 30 feet of you.
Ah. Well, guess what?
What?
11 hits.
Oh, yay! It really is like the power of friendship.
You're lucky I'm bad at stealth.
True. I need a D4. Me like Bachman. I'm not honest like Bachman. I would lie. I would say 4. Yeah, you got a 4 legally. So, that's a... I don't know how to calculate dagger, Dave. You know what? I should just add a dagger.
If y'all want to clip Tim saying that he's not honest like me, that would be great. I have use for that later.
All right, so that is 7 damage as I stab it.
It dies.
Oh, gross. That was so gross. Oh, and then I will use my Fey Gift feature.
Mm-hmm.
And just the one dead at my feet. I look at the one biting at Celine, and I just go, die!
Damn!
And I'm able to do the help action as a bonus action.
Nice.
A couple times. So, you have advantage.
Oh!
Well, the next person that attacks it has advantage.
Okay.
All right. Well, Screech is up now. There are two of these.
So wait, so I have advantage, or only that? Is that what you're saying? Or specifically...
Just the one attacking Celine.
Yes, next person to attack. Okay, got it. 7 plus 5.
A 12 will hit.
Nice. So, 6 plus, so 9. Not a sneak attack, but still do the dagger.
9 damage is enough to kill.
Woo!
Ding.
I can still do the dagger. So I get advantage on my next attack because it's dead?
Well, if you kill the one in front of you, you can run over to us and stab the one attacking Celine.
Can I do that, Michael?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you can split your movement slash move between attacks.
Huh? Oh, this is great. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I'll sprint, I'll scamper.
And you'll be near an ally, so you will, in it, you have advantage, so oh, you shit. Will get to use your sneak attack.
Yeah.
On this one.
Wait, why does that advantage mean I get to use my sneak attack?
If you have advantage or if your homies are next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's somebody within 5 feet, I think.
Oh, awesome.
Use sneak attack.
Yes, I see it now. Okay, perfect.
Save Celine.
Yeah.
Celine is not really making a great impression out here, I gotta say.
I scamper out of the woods on all fours.
It's horrible.
I raise my dagger to stab you, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's my
friend. And then you're just like scrambling like a spider.
Oh, it's the fear that lurks in the heart of men.
Oh my god. 22 to hit.
That it will hit.
Wow.
6 damage.
Did you use a sneak attack?
No.
Ow.
6 damage does not kill it.
What about 8 damage?
That kills it.
Whoa!
Yes! Oh my god!
You rolled bad.
What does it look like when you kill the last one of these?
So I scamper out of the woods, all fours. I do like a jump, and then take it down like all my like with all my paws, and give it like a quick stab. I'd stand up and it's like stand up and turn around immediately to strike like the pose, and then I'll.
You should really be more careful in these woods. They're everywhere.
And then I scamper up a tree.
Thank you. What do we call you? I really wish Screech was here to see that.
You don't call me. I'll know when I'm needed.
Thank you.
I rolled a 5 to scamper up the tree with my athletics.
Covered in blood.
It falls right back down. He has like 3 branches.
My bottom.
Out my nuts.
Not a squirrel joke. and actually my squirrel nuts broke too. No.
Oh, what if your ball bearings? What if your ball bearings are all little nuts?
Your ball bearings go everywhere.
I keep forgetting about the ball bearings.
I was trying to do like the dramatic superhero exit, but I just like I like just beef it and drop these ball bearings everywhere. And I'm just trying to pick them up.
Don't bite me.
A little help. What the fuck are these things?
Oh my god. And Celine's just like touching her bleeding arm.
I go to help and then I'm like, I don't even have a healing kit on me.
Shit.
God damn it.
Can I do a medicine roll just to like wrap it up?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to get fucking tetanus.
Yeah, these things will give me rabies.
I don't want Elwyn zombie rabies.
They could give you zombie rabies. You don't know.
That's a 13.
You feel like you've done a good job patching yourself up.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Let's say part of my cloak is already ripped, so I rip a chunk from it and use it to wrap it up.
your robes got all gross looking. Who cares about your skin? Am I right?
Well, I mean, I care about my skin.
I'm kidding.
You think it's in a scar?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe you can get magically healed one day. I don't think we have time. How far away from the town?
How far away from town are you?
Yeah.
It would probably be 20, 30 minutes to walk back to town or 20, 30 minutes to get to the...
Okay, yeah, then I will not go get my armor. I'm going to try to find a stick on the ground, though. And you know what you need?
A whacking stick.
No, and if there's barrel, I get a shield, some coconuts, I'll put it on my body.
It's like a brawl?
Or I guess I can put the barrel over my body, too.
It's like a little Chuck with a barrel, like with suspenders and a stick. Yeah. Like
ready for battle.
You've got a pot in your head.
I take out an actual flare gun that's red, and I shoot it up in the air, and then you hear a loud whistle noise, and then the drop pod of my armor is there. I get into it. shock armor, assemble! And then actual robots come out and... But no, that doesn't happen. All right, let's go. Mr. Squirrel Man, I don't know where you are, but we're heading this way. It'd be great if you were going to help us just in case anything else bad happens.
You already see up ahead of you just leaves falling in a conspicuous path down there.
Oh, I love that.
And also, again, remember Celine knows, so she's just not even...
No. No.
She's not saying anything to Chuck, but she's also not being like, yo, it's him.
That guy's
like,
so cool.
Yeah.
He saved our lives.
Yeah, definitely.
That useless piece of shit, Screech, though.
So is Screech going to come back, or is it...
No, Screech wasn't here at all. Screech,
forget about Screech.
From a secret identity standpoint, doesn't even know that where they're going. I wasn't there for that part of the conversation.
Okay, oh, so you're staying as the squirrel guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see an injustice and someone in danger, and I can't turn my tail away.
Literally.
Well, my tail does turn away, so I'm facing the danger. I must turn my tail away, Michael. I should come up with a less confusing way to...
Can I try to follow the...
I'm not following what's happening. So Screech has run ahead?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's Screech? There's only Squirrel Man.
Well, yeah. No, Michael, no. Screech has not run ahead.
Okay, Squirrel Boy has run ahead.
True name pending.
I feel like you're being willfully demeaning to our vigilante heroes in costume. Our boys in uniform.
Our boys in fur.
Squirrels in otherwise. Can we try to follow the goo trail? Do they have like a goo trail? If I imagine they
were coming from the down the path from the direction of both the tower and the mine.
All right, I will. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Oh, it's better. I better not see little weird versions of Rourke coming down here. I'll make frickin' lose it.
Okay, so just the two of you.
Wink, yeah, with the rustling in the trees.
Yeah, okay. That is always like 10 to 15 feet ahead of us.
In the same direction.
What's those leaves? The wind's not blowing.
It's, you know what, let's just keep going.
Okay.
So you keep going towards the mine. Up ahead you see the mine, you see the like mining building, like the office building, and then there's like a mine entrance. And you hear, actually roll perception for me, please.
22.
14.
Excuse me, dirty 20. Wait, no, 22. Shut up. Persuasion looks like perception so much when you look real quick.
They are very similar.
So, Chuck and Squirrel, you both hear a distant, what sounds like hammering coming from the mine, which you know that everyone's been given the day off.
Why is... Screech said they... all had the day off, but there's hammer coming up from up there. Maybe someone's trying to get extra money?
But also, now that it's dusk, because it's getting dark, you can see in one of the upper windows of the decrepit, broken-down white tower a little flicker of a candlelight.
Does that happen ever? Is it just like a spooky...
Never.
Never. This is bad.
Michael, would Celine, like, what would, you may have already kind of talked about this, but like, what would Celine's feelings be towards this, the tower?
The tower, that is like your vanquished foe.
Okay.
And you know that they are all haunted and trapped.
Okay, so I'm like, this is haunted as fuck.
As the wizards left, they cursed the towers that they were leaving.
Those dickheads. I hate the White Spire.
So is it, I mean, it's not common to see... to see a light on in there if they're trapped in the tower?
I'm going to kill you.
No, the remaining wizards, like, cursed it and then teleported away.
They're not trapped in the tower. There's traps in the tower.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is crazy to see a light there.
I try to forget about it, and I shiver to the core of my little feeties. My size 12.
Big feet, yeah.
And Rush is 12 big feet. I'm a small boy. And I continue running towards the mine with a hammering, is right.
Okay. Is that what everyone's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think mine first. Like, I don't even want to deal with whatever was going on.
Michael, we're level one. I ain't touching that fucking tower.
That's true. I love you too. And Selena's already been knocked on her ass a couple times, so she's getting a little humble right now.
You head towards the mine, and you do see some, as you enter, you know, towards the mouth of the mine cave, you see some torchlight flickering inside. And Chuck, you notice a
lovely daughter who I'm very proud of.
She just beat poetry, right? So
yeah.
I was like, a guitar pick, no.
A fez, a beret.
Well, she does like lots of stuff though, right?
It seems like
she was kind of like experimental. Like probably has like a fucked up like stringed instrument.
I believe she has a lute.
Yeah, she's got a lot. I think she's got a lot of instruments, actually.
Yeah,
you do. But what you find is, you find Rourke's quill,
lucky quill,
on the floor of the mouth of this cave, mine.
I got this for her 13th birthday. Oh, is it covered on any goo or blood or ink or?
Yeah, there's just viscous goo on it.
No.
And you hear clanking up ahead. And that is where we're going to stop tonight.
No.
No one should be in this mine.
I hate you. That was so gross.
Guys, I got to level up. I'm so confused.
Yeah, when are we going to level up? We should level up. Can we level up?
The next time you sleep.
Yay.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to sleep right now.
I'm so sleepy.
All right, stop hammering. Night, night.
We got to lay down and sleep in this mine.
but next long rest.
All right, y'all are gonna
hit level two.
I need it.
I hit slightly sooner because I killed more of the gooey people, right?
Yeah, that's how we're doing it this time around.
Just like slightly sooner. Just like
you guys are carrying me. I'm like being a half a second.
No, I had a role playing encounter that you didn't.
Well, yeah, Nika gets no XP this app.
Yes.
I'm getting XP for sucking so much.
Never mind. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I want you all to look deep within your own hearts and go review us on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else. It helps us as a podcast, and we want to make sure as many people as possible hear the good news that is Campaign 2 of Greedy's Adventures.
Yeah.
It means a lot. COVID hurt a lot of podcast numbers, so it'd be great to crank it back up.
Yeah, no, those are wildly, wildly helpful.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost as helpful as having dice to roll.
That's right.
And you know what? If you don't have dice to roll, that's okay. Because here, we can give away some diehard dice. Every single week, we give away a beautiful pair of diehard dice. It's a code so that you can go to the site and then get as many dice as you want. And then with that code, you get money off. It's like $50, I think. Wow. So if you buy $500 of dice, it's only $450. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
But if you add our offer code, DRAGONS! You'll get 15% off your entire order. So I'm not even going to do the math to try to figure that out because it's too confusing. But basically, it's like 15% off, whatever that is. And we get a little kissy of that money back on the flip side. So that helps us out.
Yeah.
All right, Twitch. Hashtag streetwise if you want some dice chances, you little punk.
Camertonian said, sing us a song. If you check out the Glass Beach Band Twitch, there's a VOD from last night where we worked on the whole first song of the album.
Was it nice?
You didn't really make fun of me, did you?
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to fully come through in the song.
I think you should take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back.
I promise you, no one comes out of that song worse than I do.
I'm very excited to hear it.
Me too.
Cool. Well, here I go. Drawing the dice. Congratulations to Bull Beecham. Beecham. Bill Beefcham. I don't know. Congrats, you won the dice. You won them.
You won those dice.
Look at the dice. 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 Amen. Beep butt. Juicy butt. Wet butt.
That's enough. That's enough.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us.
No, thank you.
What a pleasure. What a joy. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc., at D&D Podcast. We're on
Instagram.
Instagram. We're on that at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd, and you can check out Crafting Patreon at patreon.com/thriftycrafts.
You follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning, and you can listen to my Naruto podcast, Naruto Revuto, or check out my streams every single Monday night, which is Vanguard of the Veil, a Monster of the Week podcast, and my stream on Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, called Darkest Days of Dale, where we're playing Rime of the Frost Maiden.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman and also in the trees at night.
You can find me at Nika_Howard.
And our editor David at SpudCam.
Yeah. You find all of those things. Well, thank you everyone so much. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop and export.
Do it. Wait, where are we supposed to be recording?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.